training camp meant for you as far as trying to get some things accomplished?
I just feel like it's a learning experience. You know, you come in here with a lot of vets. You know, they brought in a lot of vets, a lot of talent, a lot of competition. So it's a good opportunity to, you know, learn from Champ, you know, learn from Jairus Bird. It's been a good help for me. So right now I'm just working and learning from the vets.
When they brought in those additional people, did they talk to you about how they thought you should approach that or not read too much into it? Or?
No, at this level, you pretty much just, you know, just work. You know, you don't really look at numbers. You don't count numbers. You don't see where you should play or if you should play. You just go out there and show what you can do on film, and just go from there.
Corey, how much did last year?
How would you say? It seems like you've come up with a few balls in the last couple of weeks. At practice, how would you grade what you've done so far in the last week and a half or so?
You know, I've been all right. Ups and downs. You know, a little nicks here, but just got to keep going. That's what camp is about. You know, it's tough. It's a grind, constant grind. You know, I just got to keep pushing. So, I mean, I've been all right, just trying to keep going forward.
Corey, how much did last year help your confidence? I mean, not that you were thrown into it, but you did end up starting the last, you know, 6-8 games.
It helped a lot. You know, anytime you can get experience in this league, it'll help a lot. You know, especially playing out there with Keenan, you know, learning from him, you know, just playing with him, it helped me a lot. So my confidence got a lot better from last year.
What was your review of last season? You know, same thing as you just said, some highs, some lows, or you feel like it was...
Yeah, some highs, some lows. You know, you just got to take it game by game and learn from it. That's what I live for the most part. And I just got to keep going, you know, keep pushing, you know, keep my confidence level up, and I'll be all right.
How do you view the overall talent and depth of this year's secondary now that you've seen it in camp a little bit?
Yeah.
Although maybe it's a little hard to judge because of some injuries. But.
Oh no, everyone knows. You know, we're deep, definitely in the secondary. You know, we got vets, we got young guys that can play. You know, Kenny's back. You know, Bush is playing great. Jared's been down a little bit, but you know what he can do. You know what Champ can do. So overall, our secondary is pretty deep, you know, competition wise. So Robbie uses, we use all of us. All of us going to play. So
kind of a new role for you. You've been sort of playing.
Yeah.
I don't know what you even want to call it, but playing deep. I mean, you've always had that kind of versatility, but are they using you in more ways than they do?
Yeah, I always had a versatility. You know, I played a little safety in college. You know, a lot of corner, a lot of nickel. I'm just doing whatever Rob wants me to do. You know, I'm a moving part. You know, I'm just playing my role. I know my role. You know, I know I'm next man up. You know, whatever I got to do to help this team win, that's what I'm gonna do.
Corey, how's the dynamic of the locker room a little bit different this year without Jabari, without Roman? You know, guys did a lot of talking. And how much more of a leadership role do you feel on your chef now?
Yeah, it's a lot different. You know, with Malcolm gone, Roman gone, Jabari gone, those are our vocal leaders out there. And it's just a different look. You know, my rookie year, just learning from them guys, now to see them gone, it's a different look. But, you know, we got leaders now. You know, Curtis still leading. Jerry's back there vocal. Kenny's doing a good job leading us. So I'm not a vocal leader myself, but I just lead by example. So, you know, I just play my role.
When you look around, and like I said, this is your third year in the league, and Sean was talking about it. This is your opportunity to make your mark, to become that, get in that starting role. You didn't come here just to be a backup.
No.
But tell me about that, just your mindset. Hey, I want to be that guy out there.
Yeah, everybody wants to be that, you know, that starting guy, that guy that makes all the plays, guy that, you know, they put the name in the newspaper. But, you know, sometimes it always don't work out that way. All I can do is control what I can do. You know, go out there, you know, show what I can do, make some plays, and we'll see how it ends up.
You were talking about battling. Tell me about battling on the field. It's like you're always really competing and hard on the field.
Yeah.
With the man.
Yeah, it's a constant competition, you know, especially when you got Sean leading. Sean is super competitive. He likes to compete. There's no plays off. There's no walkthroughs. No, he likes to compete. And that's what you got to do to get in that starting role. You got to make plays. You got to compete every play. You got to be more consistent.
What's the significance of the orange ball?
I tried to get it gold, but it didn't work out too well. But, yeah, I'm just doing something different. You know, I always did something different. I'm a spontaneous person, so just try something different.
Getting grief about it?
Yeah. I got a little bit, but, you know, they all got my back, though.
Is this a preseason game like this where there appears to be the opportunity for a lot of snaps for you? Do you view that as something that's a big deal, or do you think they know what you can do and you just need to stay healthy, or how does that work?
No, it's a huge deal. You know, I don't go out there trying to say, like, let me maintain so I won't get hurt. No, I go over there and bust my butt. You know, it's a great opportunity for me to show what I got. you know, on film, you know, just in case, you know, and show Rob that I can play, you know, that I can make some plays as well.
I heard him calling your name. You're still going down on special teams too?
Oh, definitely. I'm going to be on special teams until my career is over with. I mean, that's what I like to do. I like to do it. You know, I like to make plays, special teams too. That's a big factor in our game as well.
So you're not like, well, I'm a starter now, so they can...
No, I don't have that attitude. You know, whatever they want me to do, special teams, they want me to kick, I'll kick. Whatever they want me to do, I'm there.
Does that come from maybe being at a small school and college and fifth round pick? You're coming out and you haven't just getting yourself noticed.
I'm just a humble person, so I never look at it as I'm that man. So I'm not doing special teams. I'm not gonna do this and that. You know, I just raised that way. It ain't got nothing to do with me going to a small school or getting drafted late. I've just been that way all my life.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Sorry, one more question. Did y'all feel like y'all came out a little flat today in this weather? I mean, pretty nice weather the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, when you ever get a rainy day, it just feels like down, like you just want to sleep and cuddle. So, yeah, we came out a little flat today, but we picked it up towards the end.
Is it good to play in this now, just to kind of prepare y'all for some...
Yeah, we're gonna have some bad condition games. You know, we got a lot of games on the road. We got Chicago on the road, you know, in cold Pittsburgh. So we got a lot of outside weather games where the conditions could be like this or worse.
Sean made a point of getting up here and complaining about the pace of practice and the sloppiness to us. I don't know if he say that to you, or could you feel that he was a little annoyed?
Oh, you can feel Sean when he's kind of aggravated. You can just see it in his face, and you don't want that face, so you better pick it up, because you'll be gone.
Do you get recognized much by fans?
No, not really. I don't think any DBs really do get recognized. You know, we got a helmet on 24/7. I think that's a good thing, though. I don't want to get bummed.
Bum rain.